The comprehensive Senate Energy and Jobs legislation released on Wednesday contains a number of key provisions sponsored by Alaska's senators. They include recognizing the importance of expanding outer continental shelf oil exploration in the Beaufort and Chukchi Seas off the North Slope, revenue sharing for states with oil development in federal waters off their shores, and rules that would prohibit states from implementing tougher regulations on carbon emissions than are required by the Environmental Protection Agency. During his visit to Sitka last weekend for the state Democratic convention, Alaska's junior senator Mark Begich met with reporters from the Sentinel and KCAW to take questions. On learning that BP's latest efforts to cap the Gulf spill had failed, Begich commented that the Deepwater Horizon was indeed a tragedy. However, the senator also said that the U.S. would be acting irresponsibly if it continued to consume oil but was unwilling to risk offshore development. Here's an excerpt of his comments on the Gulf spill.
Does it put at risk the potential of OCS offshore development? Yes. But at the end of the day, we get 60+% of our oil from outside of this country, from countries that are not necessarily our friends. And we have to make a decision, a moral decision, that if we're going to buy oil, and our view is we're not going to take the risk in our country, but we'll let the rest of the world take the risk for our consumption of oil, and whatever happens over there, we'll just turn a blind eye to it, is irresponsible. If we're going to purchase oil as a fuel source from other countries, we also should make sure we have a policy in this country that's a long-term energy policy. And take note, we will have risk, and yet we will measure that risk and make sure it is acceptable to the American people. But we cannot just say we're going to consume oil and we're going to turn a blind eye to where we get it. You know, Nigeria is one of our biggest trading partners. Venezuela is one of our biggest trading partners. Saudi Arabia, who, you know, takes a portion of their money and gives it to the radical clerics who then fight us and kill our soldiers. I mean, we have to be realistic here. This is a national economic issue. It's a national security issue. And the Gulf will open our eyes to a lot of things we need to be doing more on technology development. But we cannot say, well, now we'll just get that from someone else. We'll let them soil their countries and take the risk, when we have to make that risk if we're willing to consume that energy. So it's going to change the discussion. There's no question about it.
U.S. Senator Mark Begich speaking to Sitka Media during a press conference last weekend. Begich also defended the Sea Alaska Land Selection Bill, of which he is co-sponsor. He stressed that Southeast communities should work out a resolution before courts are asked to step in, but he did not characterize the bill, as former Sea Alaska Chairman Byron Malott has twice done in congressional testimony, as a repatriation issue.
I'm not sure I agree with how Byron portrayed it. I think they are owed these lands, owed lands as identified in the original land claims bill. What they're looking for is making some lands more economical and some lands set aside. I recognize that. But also there's a longer issue here, which is the whole issue of Tongass. I mean, let's say they select the lands they are entitled to. Well, mental health is on the next platter. And then so is the four communities who want land. So we better just deal with this all in one fell swoop. And you know, part of me, I know it's painful, but there's, if we keep going to the coffee shops and discussing this, we never get anywhere. And then we open the paper and say, wow, we lost that lawsuit. How'd that happen? Well, because we let the courts make these decisions.
Senator Begich said he helped resolve equally controversial land use issues during his tenure as Anchorage mayor by staying out of court.